Okay, so we're going to start. So this week we're going to be discussing, again, working through Chazaras Hashatz, Kedusha, Modim Derabbanan, and Birchas Kohanim. Before we start, again, I just want to be Makar Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we begin our third year. We're getting close to the end of davening of Shachris, so Be'ez Hashem, I'm working on where to go from here next, but again, to be Makar Tov, that... You know, we've been able to go through davening. You know, everybody I know, certainly on my own, but hopefully everybody has felt something, a change in their davening. So as we start out with third year, I want to be Makar Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. I also want to be Makar Tov to those that have helped for the little side benefit, whether it's, you know, Gene Fogel at some breakfasts, Rob Kirschberg, or Steve Maslin and others that help sponsor things along the way to keep the shiur. You know, enjoyable other than what's being given over. I also just, you know, want to be Makar Tov also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, as you know, today is also a day where my family will be celebrating the Bas Mitzvah of my oldest. And, you know, it's the first Be'ez Hashem of many, many simchas, but, you know, it's something that as a father, when the baby's born, it seems years away, but the time really goes, and Baruch Hashem, I want to be Makar Tov to Hashem for the way my children, and to my wife, because she puts in a lot of effort too, for the way my children have Baruch Hashem been turning out. So, starting with Kedusha, Rav Shimshon Pinkus tells us that when we say Kedusha, it's a very great and special moment. This pronouncement of Kedusha Hashem in public, that's with 10 men, is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of V'nigdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And the saying of this public Kedusha is of such great importance that one's required to interrupt even Kriya Shema and its brachos in order to join the Tzibur in this public pronouncement of the words of the Malachim. The saying of the words Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod is an expression of our yearning to eventually merit Olam Haba, where we'll join with the Malachim as one of the Mesharsim who express these words of Kedusha to Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch writes, one should put his feet together when reciting Kedusha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that in Kedusha, we imitate the Malachim's sanctification of Hashem's name. And since we use the same praise as the Malachim, we imitate the way they stand and join our feet together to look like it's one foot. The Ramah writes that one should look upward towards Shemayim, towards heaven, and raise himself on his toes when he says, Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod. And this minhag to lift oneself up on one's toes during Kedusha, by Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod, and according to others, even at Yimloch, is symbolic of the flying motion of the Malachim, as it says, Uvishtayim Yeofev, and expresses our desire to emulate those Malachim here, in this world and eventually in Olam Haba, again to be among the Malachim who express these lofty concepts of Kedusha to Hashem. If Shimshon Pinkus tells us, that this tefillah also connects Shemayim and Oretz. And the remez is the fact that we lift ourselves up during Kedusha towards Shemayim to make that connection. The three parts of Kedusha, the Pasuk of Kadosh, of Baruch, and of Yimloch, have the Rashi Tevos of Yabok, Yud, Beis, and Kuf. And its numerical value is 112. And if we take the Shem Havaya, which equals 26, and the Shem of Elohim, which equals 86, together they equal 112. And when we have both names together, that's Shlemus. And when we combine them through the Bracha and Kedusha, we get Hashem Elokeinu, that's Hashem our Hashem, and eventually will become Hashem Echad. And a person we know who has davened, and he's finished his davening, does not repeat davening again. Nevertheless, the Ramah tells us that even if a person recited Kedusha, if he finds himself in a tzibur that's reciting it, he should join with them and repeat it. And the Levush explains that our saying of Kedusha, again, it's imitating that of the Malachim. And the Malachim do not recite Kedusha once. Every second of the day, there are different groups of Malachim reciting Kedusha. And therefore, every time we find the opportunity, we will re-say it. It also has many deep secrets hidden in it. And therefore, we should repeat this Kedusha many times as the opportunity presents itself. And Kedusha opens, at least in the Nusach Ashkenaz, Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. We cannot actually declare the holiness of Hashem Himself. The most we can do is declare the holiness of His name, that which He has revealed about Himself to us through His Torah. And as we know, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosef Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, to us, his Torah is his name. Kishem Shemakdishim Oso B'Shmei Marom, we express the desire to sanctify Hashem already in this world, in the same way as the Malachim do in Shemayim, and eventually to be Zocha to join them near the Kisei HaKavod. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say Kadosh three times to tell us Hashem's Kedusha is infinite. Meloch al Aretz Kivodo, and his covet is found here in this world. Obviously, we know he's found in Shemayim. The Chiddush is that he's here, and we have a part of this Kedusha. Baruch Kivod Hashem, once we join Shemayim and Aretz, then the Shefa, the Bracha, flows with no limits. And then we say Yimloch Hashem L'Olam al Kayaksin L'Dor V'Dor Ha'aluka. This pasuk comes from Tehillim, and we add it to the Kedusha, but it does not have the same chashivas as the psukim of Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod, and therefore we would not interrupt Kriya Shema and its brachos in order to say this pasuk with the tzibur. And Rishim and Schwab asks, why the Masadri Kedusha, why did they choose this pasuk from Tehillim rather than the similar pasuk of Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vaed, which comes from the Torah, as we know that in the Kedusha de Sidro by Uvol Tzion, we use Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vaed. And the Avudraham answers and says it's because Tzion is mentioned in connection with Malchus Hashem. And the question is what's the significance of Tzion and its meaning with this connection of Malchus Hashem? And Rav Shimon Schwab explains that the broader meaning of Tzion, which usually refers to the Beis HaMikdash, includes Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, while the subjects of the first Psukim of Kedusha are the praises that the Malachim express to Hashem, the pasuk of Yimloch is an expression of the yearning of Klal Yisrael for the time of the Bias Mashiach, when the entire world will recognize Hashem as Al-Kayach Tzion. The recognition and acceptance of Malchus Hashem as taught by the Torah, which was given to Klal Yisrael by Hashem. The universal concept of Malchus Hashem that will exist at the time of the arrival of Mashiach will be that which has been taught by the Torah, and not that which will be arrived by at human reasoning. It will be with the acceptance of the rule of Hashem as Al-Kayach Tzion, the Hashem, the God of the Jewish nation. And it's for this reason that the Masadri HaTfilot chose this pasuk and not the one from the Torah. However, in Uvol Tzion, since we mentioned the concept of Tzion already at the beginning, as we say Uvol Tzion Goel, and again later we say Ma'aser Veshchinte, we use the pasuk of Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vaed. The Medrash tells us that the psukim we quote in Kedusha corresponds to the words of Shem Kivod Malchuso from the pasuk of Baruch Shem, which Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Malachim saying in praise of Hashem. And the correlation is as follows. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. We mention the name of Hashem, which corresponds to the word Shem. Baruch Kivod corresponds to Kavod. And the psukim of Malchus, which are either Yimloch Hashem or Hashem Yimloch, corresponds to Malchuso. And then we conclude Kedusha by using the words L'dar V'dar Aluka and continue, the Chazan says, L'dar V'dar Nagid Godlecha. And this is said in the context of the previous pasuk of Yimloch Hashem, which refers to the world of the Imos HaMashiach, which will last for generations, with one generation teaching the next in detail about Godless Hashem. U'l'netzach Nitzachim Kedushas Chanakdish. Eternity, by definition, cannot be extended to an even longer period. However, this phrase is referring to an even higher world, that of Olam Haba, the world of the Neshamos. The Neshama itself has Nitzchias, has permanence. But if it's elevated to a higher level, then the Netzach that it had on the lower level is elevated to a higher level. So the Netzach becomes Nitzachim, as the Neshama is regularly elevated on every yard site to a higher and higher level. And this phrase expresses the wish to sanctify Hashem of the Olam HaNeshamos, together with the Malachim, on an ever-increasing level. However, in the meantime, while we're still here on this earth, and not yet in the Olam HaNeshamos, and Mashiach has not yet come, we promise that your praise shall never move from our mouths forever. Ki kel melech gadol v'kadosh ata. Kel is always a reference to absolute rachamim, and melech means midas adin. The world was created by Hashem with a synthesis of Din and Rachamim, as reflected in the combination of Kel Melech. And the phrase contains Gadol. In connection to Hashem, this means He's so close to us, and there's nothing closer, and this is inherent in the meaning of the Pasuk of Ki Karov Eilecha Hadavar Ma'od Beficha Ulvavavcha La'asoso. Rather, the matter is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to perform it. Whenever one pronounces the name of Hashem in a bracha, or says a word of Torah, which is Hashem addressing man, or a word of tefillah, which is man addressing Hashem, or even if one thinks about Hashem, he's experienced the closest possible connection with him. Now, while Gadol expresses the proximity of Hashem, Kadosh expresses the opposite. Hashem is unreachable, and the more we think about him, the more elusive he becomes. Based on this praise that we recognize that Hashem is both Gadol, extremely close to us, and at the same time, he is Kadosh. We express the promise here that we will continue to praise Hashem as both Gadol and Kadosh forever. And then the bracha of Kedusha ends, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh. This means that Hashem in his almightiness has given us the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, as an act of rachamim, even if people did not deserve it. Hashem has given us the mitzvah, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem tells us that the reason we are commanded to be holy is because I am holy. And this bracha goes to the source of our Kedusha, the fact that he is the Kel HaKadosh. We then come to Ritzei, and Chazal just tell us, the Yavetz writes that one who does not respond amen to Ritzei delays the arrival of the Mashiach, Chas V'Sholom. Modim Derabbanon. So our Chachamim tell us that during Chazaras HaShatz, while the Chazan is saying Modim, the people are expected to express their own words of thanksgiving. As the Gemara asks, Bizman Shashlech Tzibur Omer Modim Ha'am Mahim Omrim, that while the Chazan is saying Modim, what are the people saying? And this is a very strange question, because during every other bracha, the people are expected merely to listen and say Amen. So what's different about Modim? And the Avudraham explains, She'ein derech ha'eved lahodos l'rabo v'lomolo adoni ata al yidei shliach, that if one wishes to properly express his thanks and show servitude to his master, he must do so personally. It is inappropriate to express one's gratitude to his master through a third party. Rav Moshe Wolfson answers, expressing one's gratitude to Hashem is such a spiritual experience and infuses us with such kedusha and a feeling of closeness to him that we cannot suffice with having the Chazan do it for us. We must thank him personally in order to feel it. Rav Yitzchak Kirzner adds, another reason for the Tzibur to say Modim Derabbanon is he says that if the Tzibur were to sit silently while the Chazan thanked Hashem, one might think they exhausted their thanks to Hashem in their silent Shemon Esrei. So in order to demonstrate that we can never thank Hashem enough, we repeat Modim along with the Chazan. And the Levush writes similarly that one must bow again in humility when the Chazan is saying Modim, so that he does not look like he's dissenting from showing gratitude to the one whom the Chazan is thanking. And Rav Moshe Wolfson notes that it's truly unfortunate that many recite Modim to Rabbanan in a mumble, saying the words quickly, without giving thought to what they are really saying. And a wise, God-fearing person finds no shortage of reasons to thank Hashem every single day of his life. The Modim that the Chazan says is part of Chazaras HaShatz, which was instituted by our Chachamim to represent those people who, for whatever the reason was, cannot say their own Shemoneh Esrei. However, this does not absolve each individual who is able to do so from saying his own tefillah. It is of the utmost importance that the entire Modim be said aloud by their Chazan. It's absolutely improper for the Chazan to say Modim quietly, only to be heard somewhere near the end. Modim that we say in Shemoneh Esrei can be said by a Yachid, because it also includes the personal thanks of each individual for all the brachos as they affect him. However, Modim Derabbanan is the communal Modim of Klal Yisrael as a nation, and therefore it can only be said in a Tzibur and not when one davens alone. And the Gemara brings five different opinions as to what the Tzibur should say as its Hodah while the Chazan says Modim. However, they all agree that the common refrain is Modim Anachnu Lach, and the ending is Al She'anu Modim Lach, or our Nusach is Al She'anachnu Modim Lach. And this is explained by Rashi, that we're saying Al She'nasate B'libeinu Li'yisdevukim Becha U'Modim Lach, that we're thankful to you because you have placed in our minds the idea that we should be attached to you and be thankful to you. Remarkably, here we are thanking Hashem for instilling the concept of gratitude into our minds. We are born as ingrates. The trait of gratitude is not instinctive. Natural life is taken for granted because one has been alive for as long as he can remember. No one is born with a natural impulse of gratitude for being alive. The concept of gratitude for its own sake is a gift from Hashem, and it comes gradually with maturity. It would never occur to a child who has never been told to do so to say thank you to his mother or father for what they do for him. Gratitude must be learned. Unfortunately, in many cases, the child has not learned gratitude because he never hears it from his father say thank you to his mother when she brings the food to the table. And the aforementioned Rashi contains the idea that the sense of gratitude to Hashem is a form of attachment to him. And the Chovos HaLevavos tells us that one of the bases of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is gratitude. And in other words, love is a form of gratitude. And as we know, all chasanim are usually told that the word ahava is from hav, there's a giving, but giving is many times done because a person has a gratitude for their spouse. And the same thing, we give to Hashem because, again, we want to be attached and have that love and that gratitude towards him. And the Gemara mentions that there are five opinions, again, regarding what we're supposed to say. So Rav tells us we're supposed to say, Modim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu. As we learn that Modim is the first and foremost reason that we thank Hashem is because he revealed his existence to us, his nation. And without this revelation, we would never know that he exists. And without this firm knowledge that there's a Borei Olam, a creator of the world, to whom we are answerable, life would not make sense at all. And without a creator, there is no basis for absolute values or morality. In revealing to us that he exists, Hashem has given us the basis of all morality in life. Shmuel says we say Elokei Kol Basar. This means our gratitude should not be confined merely to the fact that Hashem is our God, but that he is the God of all flesh, because eventually all of humanity will also realize the truth of the existence of Hashem. Rav Simoy says we should say Yotzireinu Yotzer Bereishis. While it's true that Hashem is the Elokei Kol Basar, nevertheless, we should not lose sight of the fact that he formed us, the Jewish nation, at the moment of creation. This means that all of creation was brought about b'shvil Yisrael, because of Klal Yisrael. And here we are giving thanks to Hashem for giving us that privilege of being a member of Klal Yisrael. The Nahardoyans say in the name of Rav Simoy that we should say brachos v'hodos l'shimcha gadol al sheikh yisonu v'kiyam tanu. They point out that since the previous Hodah makes special mention of the Jewish people, we should take the opportunity to make a Shechianu for the fact that we continue to exist as a nation. With this Hodah as a nation, we offer our collective Shechianu for our survival despite the thousands of years of persecution. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says that we add Kain Techayenu, Sechanenu, Skabetzenu, Vesesov Gulyasenu, Lechatzreis Kotchecha, Lishmar Chukecha, Velasos, Ritzonucha, Belev of Shalem. That just as we thank Hashem for our survival, we also thank him in advance for our continued survival until the end of this galus. Kein techayenu schanenu is not a tefillah for our continued survival, but rather it's based on the absolute certainty of the Geula, and it's an expression of our gratitude for it. And we look forward to returning to Chatzros Kotchecha. The Kedusha of the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash will be mirrored in every private courtyard living in Kedusha and Tahara throughout the land. And the reason we look forward to returning to Eretz Yisrael and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Lishmar Chukecha, to be able to keep all the mitzvahs again. And to this we would add Lasos Ritzonecha, we wish to do your will, even that which is not mandatory. And we look forward to all of this, Belev of Sholem. And Rav Shimon Schwab tells us that regretfully, we must admit that while we're in the Golos, many of us do not perform Torah and mitzvahs with a complete heart. We live in a world replete with kfirah, and while we have chosen the path of emunah over kfirah with which to live our lives, we cannot help but be influenced somewhat by the prevailing heretical thought or agnosticism. Consequently, our emunah is incomplete, and therefore we look forward to the time when we will serve Hashem with a complete heart and have no doubts or questions in our emunah. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Nimrinu Lechulhu. Therefore, our present-day version includes, with slight textual variations, all five of these expressions of Hodah. And since it consists of various expressions of Hodah, which were composed by different Rabbanon, that's why it became known as Modim Dirabbanon. And the Levush tells us also that when we say, Kein Techayenu Skayimenu, that we're asking Hashem as a reward for thanking and praising him constantly, and following his will, we should merit long life so we can continue to serve him. And we close Modim Derabbanan, we say, Baruch Kelaho Da'os. We call Hashem the God of thanksgiving, since again he instilled in us the concept of thanksgiving. And in the opinion of the Gra, this modim should actually conclude with a full bracha with the Shem u'malchus. However, we have the minhag to follow Shulchan Aruch of just saying Baruch Kel Hodaos. Birchas Kohanim. So the Chinuch explains that Hashem wanted to bless Bnei Yisrael through those who serve Him in the Beis HaMikdash, because their thoughts are concentrated on His service and their neshamas are filled with Yiras Hashem at all times. And in this merit, the bracha is likely to succeed. Birchas Kohanim is part of Chazaras HaShatz. The Chazan merely quotes these psukim as a tefillah, when no actual Birchas Kohanim takes place. And it's for this reason that the Tzibur responds Keni Hi Ratzon rather than Amen, because it's merely a prayerful reference to the Birchas Kohanim and not the actual bracha in itself. And it Chazan starts Alkeinu V'Kevoseinu V'Rachinu V'Abracham Shalashes BaTorah. Birchas Kohanim is called Bracham Shalashes BaTorah because it consists of three psukim from the Torah. Ha'amurim pi Aaron uvanov Kohanim. Originally, Birchas Kohanim was said only by Aaron and his sons, and ultimately, their descendants, the Kohanim, inherited this mitzvah. Am Kedoshecha, the Kohanim are called the Am Kedoshecha. And the Targum Yonason elucidates the text of these brachos, that Yivarechecha Hashem, may Hashem bless you in all your endeavors, V'yishmerecha, and save you from the destructive forces. Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha, may Hashem illuminate His countenance towards you when you study Torah. May He reveal the hidden secrets of Torah to you. V'chunekam, be gracious to you. May He have mercy on you. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, may Hashem turn His countenance towards you. May Hashem show favor to you in your tefillos. V'yaseh melcha shalom, may He cause peace to reign in all your dwelling places and have peace throughout life. And Rav Shimon Schwab explains the bracha slightly differently. He says, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, that this first bracha refers to the physical, material brachos. And Yishmerecha is saying that the bracha should be protected from losing these material brachos once we've acquired them. Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha is the bracha then for spiritual life. And Vichuneka, this conveys the thought of the gift of being well-liked by Hashem and man. And Rav Shimon Rafal Hirsch says it means that we get a spiritual endowment. Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, this bracha refers to personal matters between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yaseh melcha shalom, shalom, as we mentioned in the bracha of Sim Shalom, has three connotations. First one is peace, that no one will attack or endanger Klal Yisrael. The second one is peaceful relations between Adam L'Chaveiro, between one man and the other. And lastly, means inner peace or peace of mind. And with this, we come to the conclusion of Chazaras HaShatz. So I get these emails really from it's an Amuna email, but when they talk about tefillah, I like to pull them out. So instead of the actual story, I'm going to read through this email. The Chafetz Chaim tells us that our world is like a drop in the bucket compared to the upper worlds. And the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah tells us that the heavenly realm consists of 18,000 worlds, and there are millions upon millions of malachim that sing Hashem's praises. The Tana de Elio teaches, and here's where the connection comes in, that the Malachim say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos from morning until evening, and then at night they say Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkomo. And yet the Chafetz Chaim writes that Hashem receives more satisfaction from a single Jew than He does from all of these heavenly angels combined. And He begs us, Hashmi'ini es kolecha, He wants to hear our voices. And when we speak to Hashem, we draw so close to Him. As the Medrash tells us in the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, V'yimino techabekeini zu tvila. It refers to tefillah, that when a person speaks to Hashem in Shemona Esrei, Hashem's right arm, so to speak, is embracing him. And for this reason, the Gemara tells us, Olavai shisval adam kol yom kulo, that we wish we can daven all day long so we can be constantly connected to Hashem. Rachmana libay bay, Hashem wants our heart. He wants us to open our hearts to Him, to give Him our emotions. Every tefillah we recite is immensely valuable, even if it's davened, if it's daven with sincere feeling. The author of the work, Roe Evan Yisrael, comments that while many people look around for skulos for making money, in his view, the greatest skula is davening Shemona Esrei properly. Davening is real. The Chafetz Chaim teaches us that if a person davens for his fellow, he fulfills the mitzvah of performing kindness. And therefore, after 120 years, when a person departs this world, he might be told, you're credited with making 10 marriages, finding jobs for 8 different people, saving the lives of 20 other, and the person will then say that he has no recollection of doing any of this, and he'll be told that he accomplished all this through his tefillah. His tefillos were the cause of these events happening, and they are therefore credited to him. We must utilize this gift of tefillah for both ourselves and our friends. And as the Gemara tells us, Hamispal al chaveru nena tchila. When a person davens for his fellow, he is answered first. And the Sefer Kiyati Modi quotes over Avunim as saying that the greatest merit one can earn is for davening for his fellow when he's in the same situation. And he will lose if his fellow receives what he needs. An example is the situation of a group of boys, all of whom are married except for two of them. And one davens that the other should find his shidduch. If his friend finds the shidduch first, then he will be left alone, the only one in the group still unmarried. However, if he davens still wholeheartedly for his friend, then in that merit, he will be answered and given his shidduch. And the Maim Chaim tells over a story of a man who was married for many years without children. And his Rav told him, you know, following this chazal, daven for someone else who needs children. And many months later, he came back and said, you know, he's been davening for this other couple, we still haven't been blessed with a child. And the Rav replied that this only helps if you truly and sincerely want that other child to have children, but not if you're davening only because you want a child of your own. When you daven with all your heart that another Jew should have children because you truly want him to be happy, then I guarantee you that you will be blessed with a child. And sure enough, the man prayed sincerely for the other couple and had a child. And tefillah is immensely powerful, but it's especially so when it's recited again as a kindness for others. And Chazal tell us, in Parashas Ve'era, it says, V'gam ani shamati es nakas b'nei Yisrael. That Hashem says, I heard Klal Yisrael crying out. And the Chazal ask, what does it mean, V'gam, I also heard? Who else heard the people crying that Hashem said that I too have heard? And they explain that during the Golos Mitzrayim, each member of Klal Yisrael heard the cries of the other one suffering in the bondage. And everyone davened for the next person to become freed. And when Hashem saw this, he said, if they're hearing each other's cries, then I also hear their cries, and in this merit, I will save them. And tefillah is so important that Hashem yearns to hear us daven. It brings us so close to him and brings Yeshua for both ourselves and for others. And obviously, the homework is while we say Kedusha, while we say Emodim Derabbanan, while we hear Birchas Kohanim, to have in mind a little bit of what's going on at that moment, what we're saying. And again, as we brought with our story at the end, you know, davening for someone else, and in that way, again, being zocha to have our tefillos answered, letov, and the tefillos, and bring the Yeshua for others also.